flat green helmets with a winged L Laker on their helmet. A muffed receiving in by the 30-yard line. James Dubes brings it in, and he gets out to about the 35-yard line, stopped by number 42, Ethan Hessling, for the Pirates, and Howard Lakers will get the ball right at the 35-yard line.
Wow, very unique way to start the second half. We had a we had a yellow flag-free first half, and we get one illegal procedure to start the second half. Re-kick, and then Preston Warren has one hit him in the chest and goes right to the ground. James Dubes is able to pick it up and come forward. So after all that mess, really average field position as – guess where Lakers is going to start this drive? At their own 35-yard line. But down eight here to start the third quarter. This is an important drive for Lakers. They'd really like to go down the field and punch this in and get this game a little closer or back to even.
And it's a handout to Preston Warren. He gets out for maybe a yard out to the 36-yard line. Tackle made by number seven, Devin Puff, linebacker for Harbor Beach. A gain of a yard, second and nine from the 36-yard line, trailing Harbor Beach 8-0.
Wondering what Lakers talked about in the end of the at the halftime locker room. You didn't do much of anything on offense, so you got to try to find a way to ignite that offense, a big play, something to break loose that Harbor Beach defense, and a gain of one on first down is not going to do it, but they're going to spread it out. But keep in mind, quarterback still under center.
It's a handoff right up the middle to Andrew Siegfried. Has a little room, jumps over the trench at the 40-yard line, gets out to maybe the 41-yard line for a gain of five. Number 16, Nathan Seaman on the stop for after a five-yard gain for Siegfried. Moves the line of scrimmage out to about a manageable third down and four. From the 41-yard line, 10:56 left in the third, 8-0 Harbor Beach Lakers on offense.
So even with three receivers, two to the left and one wide to the right, they still run their double wing offense without the ends, and you see them try to show the play to the far side of the field and misdirect a run back the opposite way to Siegfried, and he's able to push the pile ahead for a couple, three, maybe 4 yards, but still third down and four, most likely four down territory for Lakers, but they would love to get a first down here.
Going with the power eye, and it's a handoff to Preston Warren coming around the right side. Sheds his first tackle and gets forced out of bounds after about a two-yard gain. Actually, they're going to say he's forced out of bounds by Michael Anderson of the secondary at the 43-yard line. So a gain of two on the play. Fourth down and two inside Lakers territory at their own 43-yard line.
So they go to the I formation, put Preston Warren in the backfield, throw a fullback in front of him and hand it off to him. The fullback picks up a guy. But it doesn't matter. Even Evan Smiglinski is able to get out to the sideline and help Michael Anderson force that play out of bounds. Fourth down and two. This is a 50-50 play here. Could go either way. Lakers needs it badly.
And they're handing off to Preston Warren. He's still on his feet. Has the first down at the 46-yard line. He needed two, and he got three just by the nose of the football. On a second effort, a strong run from Preston Warren. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman, outside linebacker for Harbor Beach. Lakers converts on their first fourth down on the night, their first of three.
Much needed first down Lakers. You're holding your breath, wondering if they're going to get it or not. If they don't get it, it's disaster. They get it, it is a sigh of relief. They must have it, and they stick with a similar formation where they're Preston Warren is in the backfield with a couple fullbacks in front of him. They hand it off to him and ask him to plow ahead, and he's able to get that first down by a little over a yard.
And off to Preston Warren in the backfield, and a second effort gets out to about the 48-yard line. It's going to be a gain of three. Number 76, Evan Smiglinski, the 6'6", 300-pound junior, makes a stop for Harbor Beach. 30-yard gain, second down and seven from the 49-yard line.
Sticking with that power running football scheme, they're going away from the double wing a little bit, modifying it some to try to push into, use their physicality and push this Harbor Beach defense backwards. They get three on that play, but not a lot of open space for Preston Warren.
Sticking with that I formation, the power I, it's a handoff to Preston Warren, reverses in the backfield, gets across midfield, and they get stop him at the 49-yard line after a gain of two on the play. Bring up a second down and four. Tackle made by Michael Anderson coming out of the secondary to make the stop just for a two-yard gain.
And Nathan Seaman in the backfield as well. There's a whole swarm of Harbor Beach defenders, and they have an extra lineman in the backfield as their lead fullback. So when they run to the right, I believe it was Austin Geiger, 77, that they have in the backfield. Is it 78? Blake Smithers in the back. He's another 300-pound lineman.
He's not a small lineman by any means.
And they're running behind him when they go to the right, and that's where those couple extra yards are coming from.
Preston Warren breaks free of his first tackle, but then he's stopped at the original line of scrimmage as number 16, Nathan Seaman, makes him stop, and no gain in the play. Fourth down and four from the 49-yard line. Kendall Gettner's helmet comes off. He'll come out for a play.
So to explain this formation a little further, you have Preston Warren at running back, and in front of him is your fullback, and straight to that right of that fullback is number 78, Blake Smithers. So it's a power formation to the right. So Harbor Beach has simply shifted to the right with them. So when they run that way, there hasn't been any extra space. So modifying this formation has not helped Lakers yet. Fourth down and five. You're at the 49-yard line of Harbor Beach, basically at midfield. This is a big decision because you've only had maybe three plays, Clark, in this game that have gone over 5 yards for Lakers. I think their longest play of the day is seven, and they're asking for their longest play of the game right here.
On fourth and four, Preston Warren gets the handoff. He has almost the first down, but he's going to be stopped short of a yard. A fumble on the end of the play at the 46-yard line, but it was fourth down regardless. Big man 65, Dakota Deer, stops Preston Warren shy of the first down marker by a yard. And Harbor Beach's defense comes up with their third turnover of downs on fourth down of the night.
They go back to the double wing and pitch it to Preston Warren and ask him to get five. He gets four, maybe four and a half at most. But Harbor Beach's defense comes up with yet another big stop on this play. That Laker offense just unable to get anything going. And now Lakers going to ask their defense to come up with another stop here to keep this a one-possession game.
And that's just the thing. It's just an 8-point game. It's 8-0 Harbor Beach. Lakers still in this thing.
Oh, no question about it. Neither offense has really been that outstanding.
It's a handoff to Devin Puff on first and 10 from the 46. And on a second effort, still keeping those feet moving all the way across midfield. He was hit at about the 47 across midfield and all the way to the other 47-yard line for a gain of 7 on the play. Tackle made by number 82, JT Warren for Lakers.
He just runs with such a low center of gravity. That's Devin Puff. So when you arm tackle him, his legs just keep churning and keep going. And if you don't get him low and get those legs taken out from under him, he just keeps kind of pushing forward, and those Lakers defenders are just hanging on for a free ride. Give him a hard-earned 7 on that first down carry.
Second down and 3 from the Laker 48-yard line. T formation, Einerson under center. And it's going to be a handoff to number 42. That would be Ethan Hessling. Gets close to that first down marker. Tackle made by Austin Geiger, defensive tackle for Lakers. Very close to that first down marker. No word yet. Looks like third down and less than a yard to go.
It's the length of a football at most. Austin Geiger, the senior D tackle, makes the stop for Lakers, forcing third down, but they need third down in mediums, not third down in inches. Harbor Beach going to line up here under the wing tee and certainly try to figure out now who's going to get that first down for them. And if you're Lakers, you got to scratch your head. There's so many different Harbor Beach guys getting the ball. Puff's got 11 carries, Anderson 8, Finkel 7, and Ethan Hessling's only had 4, but they've been in crucial situations, so anybody get the ball here makes it tough to stop on defense.
Third down and 1 is a handoff to Devin Puff across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. Bryce Sears on the stop. Move the chains for Harbor Beach into Laker territory at the 37.
And an explosive run there by Devin Puff as he hits the hole and is able to plow through the defensive line. A pretty good size hole there. Everybody thought it was Finkel going the other direction, even the defense. And if it wasn't for Bryce Sears coming out of that secondary to make the tackle, Puff might have broke this game wide open.
5 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Still Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing. Harbor Beach on their first drive of the second half. Lakers had the ball for 4 minutes, 23 seconds to start the second half. Devin Puff on the carry, going sideways to the near sideline, and leaps out of bounds at the 38-yard line. When all said and done, it'll be a loss of a yard on the play. And Adam LeGault forced him out of bounds for the tackle for a loss.
Devin Puff has pretty decent speed, but you don't ideally want him going laterally, side to side. You want him going vertically up the field. And it's a credit to that defensive line of Lakers as they took away the gap that he wanted to run through. And when he bounced it outside, that's when the end steps up. That's when the linebacker steps up. And it's a race to the sideline. And Puff loses a yard on the play.
Second down, 11, 5:33 left in the third quarter. 8-0, Harbor Beach working off the right hash. Anderson under center, three men backfield in the straight tee. Hand off to number 42, Ethan Hessling, has some yardage out across the 35, down to the 33. A gain of 4, tackle made by Jared Ryder, linebacker for